Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the Cybo Razor Cut.
A Cybo Razor Cut. Yeah!
If you wanna be a Satanist, get yourself a Cyber Razor Cut!
Oh, oh, to be this good takes ages, honey!
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega!
Hear all of the best saggy music!
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda, and you are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut live on Radio Sega. It almost didn't happen, but luckily I got the database working and now we're all good. We're broadcasting live. And you are in for an hour of Sega-themed remixes and official soundtrack music, chosen by myself. If anybody wants to make any requests tonight, I would appreciate it. Head over to the chat room. If you're not already listening live and are not in the chat room, you should go over there now. You can go to get there from RadioSega.net and then click the community tab. And I'm currently joined by Trigon, Casey, Rexy, Woa21, Spondy, Andy91, CTR, SPK, Madakuji-san, Metal Madakuji, Punk Gamer 69v2, Trekkie, and Twinny. Thank you very much for joining, guys. Always appreciated. And yes, if you're not listening live, then thank you very much for downloading the podcast. Always good stuff. Yes, yes, sorry. I said... Why... I always mispronounce names. It's just something that I do. I don't know why it is. Names that I know how to pronounce, I'm saying things wrong. Anyway, yes, welcome to the show. Like I say, there was a bit of technical difficulty earlier on, but luckily we are out on time. So yeah, there's been a fair old bit going on in the, the last week or so, because there's been some interesting developments Sega-wise, and I've been doing stuff on SegaDriven.com, and yeah, I'm good. I'm raring to go. I've got things I want to share with you. I've got news to tell you and stuff. It's going to be a good show. But yes, we opened with Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. God, just all over the place today. And that was obviously Let's Go Away from Daytona USA. And now I'm going to play you a couple of songs off a recently released video game Christmas album. So this is from Super VG Christmas Party, which you can download for absolutely nothing if you go to supervgchristmasparty.bandcamp.com. All winter themed video game remixes, and yes, there is a couple of Sega remixes in there. The first one comes from our good friend Mega Driver, and it is a remix of the Ice Cap Zone. Enjoy. We'll be right back. we are back. You just heard Cat Food by Dorico featuring Hatsune Miku, and that's the first song off the Project Diva F soundtrack, and that was requested by our very own Andy, who is the current host of the new Radio Sega show, The Sunday Funday. Thank you very much for that. I don't mind listening to a bit of Vocaloid, it's got to be said. And prior to that, you heard Mega Driver's Ice Cap Zone remix from the video game Christmas Party album, which you can download now from Bandcamp for absolutely nothing. And I suggest you do, because there's a couple of Sega songs in there. I'm going to be playing the other one later on in the show, but yeah, for the time being, we'll mix things up a little bit. Right, so let's talk about news then. So, one of the first things I want to talk about is there has been a new episode of Did You Know Gaming, which is a really good YouTube series if you haven't checked it out. Basically, it's just sort of facts and trivia about different bits of gaming hardware or software or whatever. And yeah, they've done an episode on the Dreamcast, and I've got to say, it was quite a fascinating little watch. Even stuff I didn't know features quite heavily. That's one of the great things about Did You Know Gaming, is that they generally always tell you something you didn't know. Regardless of what it is. I thought being a big Sega fan and owning a Dreamcast for many, many years and whatnot, thought I knew it all, but lo and behold, I didn't. There were some good bits and pieces, and that I highly recommend you watching it, especially if you are into the Dreamcast. The other thing I want to talk about is something that you can read on the Sega official blog, and that there's a new interview with two of the employees from M2, who are responsible for the recent... upcoming port of 3D Afterburner 2, comes out tomorrow on the 3DS eShop. A little interview there, talking about sort of like the difficulties with porting the game, and some of the problems that the 3D effect kind of brought to the game, makes the game a little bit more difficult, because apparently it's a little bit more difficult to see what's coming towards you with the added depth. Just little things, little bits and pieces like that. So, quite an interesting little read. There's going to be a second part to this interview as well on the Sega blog, but if you want to check out the first part, it is currently live at blogs.sega.com. I thought it was a fun little thing, and it's always nice to hear little stories and tales about very old games, because I'm interested in those sort of things. I've been reading the old Sega Collected Works book, which was recently released via a Kickstarter campaign, and that's been a fascinating little read as well, it's got to be said. Cool. Right, let's continue with more music, because there's only so much I can chat about retro. So, what am I feeling? Seeing as we've been talking about retro video games, let's have a bit of Fantasy Zone. This is Hey Hey Why, and it is a sort of vocalised arrangement by Hiroshi Kawaguchi. Enjoy!
Come Hello, chum. You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut with Sonic Yoda on the one and only Radio Sega. How marvellous!
You just heard General Offensive with Rhythm Rush from the Sound of TSS, which is available to download now. And prior to that, you heard Hiroshi Kawaguchi with Hey Hey Why. A Fantasy Zone sort of rearrangement with vocals. Good stuff all round. Right, cool. So I want to talk more news, I guess. So what else has happened? Okay, yeah, so the third piece of DLC for Alien Isolation has now arrived. If you have bought the season pass, it should be active for you. This adds a new salvage mode map, twice the size of any previous survivor mode map. You can now play as Hughes, get faster access to the bolt gun, shotgun, and EMP mine. And you can also choose to explore the Gemini systems or the Bacchus apartments. New Admiral is called Safe Haven. And there's a 25% discount if you get the season pass, and it grants you access to 5 DLC packs. 2 more are due. So yeah, that gives you 3 straight off the bat. So yeah, cool stuff. I have yet to get around to playing the full version of Alien Isolation. Played a demo of it back at EGX. Really, really enjoyed it. And I've heard lots of good things. It made lots of year-end lists, which was really cool to see. Nice to see Sega Games making people's best of 2014 lists, it's got to be said. So yeah, I'll get around to it eventually. I'm very much on board with this sort of thing. I do like my horror games, so yeah, I'm just sort of biding my time at the moment because, you know, I've got to save money, got to pay bills and things. It's the real world, unfortunately. Got to do these other things. But yeah, we'll eventually get around to Alien Isolation because, like I say, looking good indeed. The other bit of news I want to talk about is the fact that a new Total War game has been leaked by their own bloody book, essentially. So there's a new book out called The Art of Total War, and yeah, a little comment in it accidentally leaks the existence of Total War Warhammer, which hasn't even been officially announced yet. So that is now a thing, and judging by the reactions to people this morning, I've got to say it sounds like people are pretty excited about this. So yeah, if you don't remember, Sega a couple of years back acquired Relic Entertainment and obviously some of the Warhammer properties, and off the back of that, the Creative Assembly was signed up for a deal to make some Warhammer games of their own, and this will be the first. So yeah, Total War Warhammer. I don't know why they just didn't call it Total Warhammer. That sounds, you know, like it works to me. But there you go, Wary War War. Yeah, that's all there is at the moment. It's just an announcement. There is no screenshots or trailers or news otherwise, and it hasn't even been officially announced yet. So yeah, but yeah, a little interesting little thing there. It's cool to see that that's finally coming to fruition now, because yeah, I think only one game has really come out of the Relic Entertainment buyout, and that was Company Heroes 2 at the moment. So yeah, this will be something else. So cool stuff. Right, let's continue with more tunes, because there's only so much I can talk about a game that has nothing for me to talk about. Right, so first up, I'm going to play a request from my very own KC. More Vocaloid, which, you know, I'm always happy to put in the playlist. So, yeah, this is Ultra Noob, featuring Mega Runic Luca and Megane. Enjoy.
Good news.
That got a bit weird at the end there, didn't it? That was Jameson Sutton with Getting Feisty on the Snow Train, which is obviously a Nights in Dream remix. And that also comes from the VG Christmas Party album, which you can download now. There you go. That was the other song that was also featured. And prior to that, you heard Ultra Noob featuring Megarino Luca with Megane, also from Project Eva F, if I remember correctly. Yeah, the first one. Cool. Right, speaking of Project Eva, there's been a bit of Project Mirai news, actually. So, Hatsune Miku Project Mirai Deluxe is due for a worldwide release this coming May. We finally have release dates, so North America gets it on the 26th, Japan and Korea get it on the 28th, and Europe gets it on the 29th. So that's a I'm really surprised that this is getting a worldwide release within days of each other. That's not happened. It's a first for the Project Mirai. So yeah, this is the first Project Mirai game getting released in the West. Previous games being 1 and 2. This version is essentially an expanded version of 2. But yeah, it's getting a release in Japan as well, regardless. And yeah, if you don't know anything about the Project Mirai games, they are rhythm games in a similar sort of vein to Project Eva games, but they don't have they use different symbols and it's just a different sort of menu layout and things to interact with. And they're also created in collaboration with Good Smile Company, who are the people that developed the Nendoroid figures, hence why all the characters look sort of chibi and cutie looking. But yeah, it's also a in-house Sega development, which basically means that lots of people from AM2 have been working on it. So yeah, I've been really excited to actually play this, because yeah, it's kind of difficult to import the first two, what with the region lock on the 3DS. But yeah, I'm going to finally be able to play one as of May. So there you go. There is also a trailer. You can view these things on SegaRhythm.com if you want to go and check that out, which came from today's Nintendo Direct. But for some reason, it wasn't shown in the American and European Nintendo Directs. It was only shown in the Japanese one. But yeah, there's a little thing on there if you want to go and check that out. So yeah, cool. Lots and lots of stuff going on Sega-wise at the moment. It's good to see. So yeah, good to be in the mood. Good stuff coming up. And yeah, so we've got 3D Aftermath 2 tomorrow. We've got Project Mirai Deluxe coming out in May. Next month, we've got Total War Attila. Yakuza 5 is eventually coming to PSN. And then we've got another 4 3D classics coming to the eShop as well, which include Fantasy Zone, Fantasy Zone 2, Outrun, and Thunderblade. Fair old bit of Sega coming up, like in, you know, the first half of the year as well. So not a long wait. Good stuff to see. Right, more music. What am I feeling? I'm feeling a bit of Sega Saturn Shiro. Enjoy.
には体で覚えさせるぞ。 遊べぬ奴らには心に問いかけるぞ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタンシロ。 真剣に取り組んでいるものがあるか。命がけで打ち込んでいるものがあるか。セガサタンしろ。指が折れるまで、指が折れるまで。刹那の快楽。
続けても虚しい余生が残るだけ。とことん極めぬ奴らには体に叩き込むぞ。背が高さんしろ、背が高さんしろ、背がさたしろ。白い浮き雲真っ赤にたぎる遊びの地、途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタシロ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタ。
To the Cyber Razor Cat. Oh, bugger.
Oh,
And we are back. You just heard Richard Jakes with TJ Davis and Supersonic Racing from Sonic R. And prior to that, you heard Fumio Okoye with Sega Saturn Shiro, which is a rather awesome song featured in a Japanese Sega Saturn advertising campaign. And it basically extended the life of the Saturn in Japan, actually. Kept it going a lot longer than every other region due to popularity. And there's also a Sega Sega Saturn Shiro game, if I remember correctly. Sort of a weird sort of mini-game, rhythm game thing. I think it's just a minigame collection, actually, off the top of my head. And I've also been made aware of a Sega Saturn Shiro appearance in Dynamite Decker. So the Sega Ages re-release of Dynamite Decker, which is known as Die Hard Arcade in everywhere else. that Sega Ages release on PS2 has a guest cameo from Sega Saturn Shiro, so yeah. Cool stuff, got to be said. Right, I want to draw your attention to my website because I'm going to do a bit of plugging. So if you go over to SeganDriven.com, there's been a couple of updates. I recently played and completed Snatcher, and I've done a review, which is now live and available to read. I highly suggest that you go and do that because I really cannot recommend you Snatcher enough. You absolutely have to play this game. It's a bloody expensive thing to buy if you wanted to get an actual copy, but there are ways of playing it that do not involve owning an actual copy, and I would highly suggest that you do, because I think it might be one of the best games I've ever played. If you're not aware of Snatcher, it was Hideo Kojima's second ever video game, and the Mega CD release marks the only time it was ever released in English. So, you know, that's kind of why it's very sought after. Also, I have expanded the merchandise section on the website to include a home video section, which now has a bunch of DVDs. One of them, which I thought was quite funny, is there's this film called Existenz by David Cronenberg. Sort of a weird sort of sci-fi body horror, and there's a strange sort of virtual reality video game theme running through it as well. And the DVD release features a 10-minute long sort of Dreamcast short, which sort of advertises whatever the hell was available at the time. And also, if you stick the DVD in your PC, it gives you another sort of flash-based advertisement for Dream Arena. Kind of fun little thing. There are scans and bits and pieces kicking around in there. There's also some additions to artwork and posters, as include two Sonic Boom posters that were available from the Sonic Boom event that we just come out of the summer one in New York. Also included the Japanese Sonic 20th anniversary statue, and also some canvas bags, Sonic Boom ones, and a Project EVF second one. So yeah, there you go. I'm trying to basically log all the Sega merchandise I own. It's a complete vanity project, it's got to be said. I'm just basically showing off, but it's my website, you know. It's got to be something for me to actually do and interest me in actually running it. So I basically do it for myself, really. If people go and visit it, that's lovely, I really appreciate that, but at the same time, it's my place, run it how I want to run it. Cool. Right, that's enough plugging. Let's continue with the last 10 minutes of the show. God. Right, so first up, let's have... I'm feeling this from Robot Bosses, I've got to say. This is... if I can get the name quickly. Egg-shaped... prison? Yep, egg-shaped prison. There you go. This comes from Badass Bosses, which is available from OC Remix now. And I don't think I've played this on the show, so enjoy.
Dr. Robotnik, and you and your sniveling friends are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Back, you just heard Fassy with Evening Mist, and rather lovely chilled out song that is. That also comes from The Sound of TSS, which you can download now. And prior to that, you heard David El Puga with Egg Shaped Prison, the Sonic 2 boss theme remix for Badass Bosses 2, which is available from OC Remix. Cool stuff. Right, last 5 minutes of the show. I better say my thank yous and goodbyes and let you know what's going on with the show schedule for the rest of the week. So yeah, let's do that first. Come on, website, do your thing. Right, cool. So, the next show will be at Friday at 1 a.m. UK time, and that's Voice with the RSN Live. Then Friday at 9 p.m. Rexy returns with the Sega Mixer Drive. Saturday at 4 p.m. it's the late afternoon breakfast show with Shadow Remix. Later on at Saturday, 10 p.m. it's Gabby UK with Saturday Night Sega. Then on Sunday at 10 p.m. it's Fantasy Star Beats. And then a back round to Monday at 8 p.m. it's KC with the Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown. And then, obviously, Wednesday 8 p.m. back to the Cyber Razor Cut. Would someone like to confirm when Andy is starting the Sunday Funday show? Because that is not listed on the website. And, you know, he's all over the social media now, and it would appear that I need to give him the heads up, because, you know, it's all worth plugging at the moment. Anybody got any dates, anything for me? Times and things? The Sunday Funday? Nothing yet? Oh no, is it too far? Okay, we haven't gone official yet. No date as of yet. That is in the pipeline, basically. But if you want to keep up with what is going on with the new Sunday Funday show by Andy, God, I'm going all weird again. You can follow him on Twitter at @RSSunday_Funday. There you go. Cool stuff. I have just had confirmation from Andy that he is starting on the 25th. So there you go. Cool stuff. Right. I'm going to say my goodbyes then. Thank you very much for tuning in. You've been listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega. I have been Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven. And you've just had 57 minutes worth of Sega remixes and official soundtrack music chosen by myself, and a couple of requests, so thank you very much to Andy and Casey for those. And yeah, January 25th, if you want to tune in to Sunday Funday, it will be at 8 p.m. as well. There we go. Cool. All the messages are out now. Thank you very much for joining me. It's always appreciated. Thank you everybody in the chat room. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in live. And thank you to anybody that's downloaded the podcast. Always appreciated. Right, I'm going to leave you with one last song, and then that is it. And considering we've had a couple of Vocaloid requests, I'm going to end on another Vocaloid song. This is Secret Police. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've been Sonic Yoda, and you've been listening to the Cyber Razor Cut. See ya!
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.